Mordi and the Gawsim had problems of their own. The coracle containing Rigril, Teagle and the Shrew Babes had run too far ahead of them. The waterway called the Crook Stream and Ripples was a curious phenomenon. Once they were past the pebbly shallows of the gorge, the water deepened drastically. Even though they were paddling against the current, the going became smoother as they came in sight of a fork. It was there that the water went two ways, following a diverted course to one side, which the Gawsim had named the Ripples. This tributary thundered off downhill. Lug-Lug stood in the prow of his logboat, shouting to Rigril and Teagle as they were swept into the slipwater at the fork.
Pull it out! Keep to your midstream! Don't let those ripples draw you in before we get to your mates!
Whether he could be heard over the rushing waters and the excited cries of the Shrew Babes, Mordi could not tell. However, she could see the trouble which the coracle was in. Rigril and Teagle were paddling furiously, trying to hold the little circular craft back, but it bumped against a rocky nub just beneath the surface. A groan of dismay arose from the crews of the six pursuing logboats. The coracle had begun to rotate, bouncing off the underwater rock, then slipping right into the ripples as it hit the opposing downhill current. The paddler's oars became useless. Spinning like a top, the coracle was lost to sight, skimming swiftly downstream on a perilous course. Lug-Lug was bellowing,
"Put your backs into it, Gawsim! We've got to catch him!"
Mordi watched breathlessly as the Shrew paddlers put all their might into their efforts. Compared with the coracle, the logboats had to struggle against the slipwater at the fork. Immediately, they had to back water and avoid going into collision with one another as the long pointed logboats hit the ripples. Gawsim rowers dug paddles deep, leaning back, trying to stop the boats going into a spinning motion. The six craft raced off downhill, leaping and juddering into white clouds of enveloping spray. Mordi put her mouth close to Lug-Lug's ear. She yelled aloud,
"These ain't ripples, they're rapids!"
The Shrew Chieftain's voice was almost lost amid an increasing thunder of water as he bellowed,
"Save your voice and hang on tight, miss! There's a big un coming up!"
Mordi heard herself scream as the logboat shot off into thin air. It was then that she realised that the big un was a waterfall.